Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. How is everybody feeling? We are so close to the new year. And speaking of, I'm going to be filming a YouTube video. I just want to write down some points and things like that that I want to make sure I cover in regards to making sure that you have a very successful and transformative 2023 year. And speaking of that, that was basically the inspiration behind today's episode of me really telling you guys and sharing with you guys my testimony. And before we get into that, just a little update. Still having quite a difficult time going to sleep at a decent hour. And also, I'm waking up very, very, very late in the day. But, you know, I'm just like, okay, it is what it is. I'm just going to make sure that the hours that I am up, that I am being productive, and that's all that I can do. Christmas was great. How was your Christmas? I feel like more than ever, I've always been a very family-oriented person, and I have always been close with my family, and I realize just the extra importance and significance of family. And so when you think about it like that, you also start to feel so sad for people that may not have that family, or maybe they've had loved ones and things that have passed away and stuff. So having friends even that are like family that you can, you know, visit, spend time with and things are super important. So that's not lost on me at all. But it just really, if anything, makes me all the more grateful for having the family that I do, and really just realizing how much of a blessing that it really is. And I know I'm not the only one when I say that this Christmas feels like we wanted less things and we were more focused on how we were spending our time. And I find that to be really beautiful because, again, like, you can only come from this type of perspective once you have had a certain amount of experience, I should say. For instance, we've all heard people when they say, money isn't everything. But let's be real, it takes someone that already has acquired a certain amount of financial success in order for them to draw that conclusion. So that shouldn't get lost on people as well. But to have family, to spend time with people, to feel genuinely cared for by family as well is really, really just priceless and invaluable. So I really had a great Christmas and just spent it with, you know, my parents, my brother, my aunt, and it was really, really nice. And I really enjoy spending a lot of time with my parents because I'm very, very, very close with my family, so it meant the world to me. So I hope that you guys had a great Christmas as well. The new year is around the corner. Oh my God, what is going on? I am so excited for 2023. It's going to be epic, okay? Mark my words. It's going to be radical and amazing. Wow. So that leads me to sharing my testimony with you guys. And I was really just I was thinking to myself, what should I talk about today? Because I did have a couple of topics, and then I said, you know what, God, like, what do you want me to discuss with people? What would you like them to hear? And I instantly, what came to my mind was to just share my testimony and how I got into the mind frame or perspective or experience where I currently am right now in terms of really digging deeper into my faith and being very certain in it and yielding to it as well. And tomorrow I'm going to, well, actually today, right? Because it's Wednesday for you guys. I'm starting a 3-day fast, another one. And it's crazy because I know I mentioned to you guys before that I was doing a fast before with one of my friends from church. I was super excited about that. And then I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is such a powerful thing. I feel like people don't really understand the power of like prayer and fasting. I kind of want to do another one. And then literally this fast came up where my dad was suggesting to do like a 3-day fast. I'm like, okay, I'm totally in. I'm going to do it. So I'm super excited. I'm going to be writing down my intentions and everything and things that I'd like to see by the time I'm done with the fast and things like that. So where do I begin in terms of my journey? So I've been a Christian all of my life. And the first experience that I feel like I had in terms of a relationship, because there's a difference between religion and relationship. And I mean, the main significant difference is for me, being someone that is religious can come across as very judgy or, you know, just not, there's no relationship in the sense of you have, you know, compassion for people. And easily what people don't realize is when you have a religious type of spirit about you, you end up making the most mistakes and you end up pushing a lot of people away because you're too far to one side. And having a relationship with God is part of it, is having compassion and understanding that there's a certain way to go about certain things. And a lot of the times, in based off the things that I've experienced with people that go through or they experience Christ for the first time, is they fall in love, everything's great. And then they sort of fall off the bandwagon at a certain point where they get very religious in the sense where they are demonizing everything about what they were in the past. That's people they used to hang out with or things that they used to do or whatever. And it's just such it's coming from a place of just like deep being demonizing. And that to me isn't smart or wise, because a relationship with Christ would, you should be able to understand, hey, listen, I may not participate in the things I once did, whatever the case is, but nobody should demonize the things they used to do, their past, all these different things, because when you, because hindsight is 2020, when you look in hindsight, you realize that those things were needed for where you are right now. And it's all a part of your testimony. And I mentioned this on TikTok the other day, where I was saying that people are super judgmental, especially as it pertains to Christians. And people like to point fingers like, oh, well, if you're a Christian, you should be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that. All these different things. And at the end of the day, what people need to realize is God uses so many different types of people. And if nobody had a story, if nobody had experienced challenge, adversity, you know, being on fire one minute and then not, and overcoming all types of trials and tribulations, we would not be able to relate to other people. We're all vessels for God to use us differently in people's lives. And you don't need a platform to do it. So I just want you guys to keep that in mind. And I do hope that in me sharing this with you guys, that it encourages you as well in your own journey, and that, you know, it's just fun to share and you never know who it could help. So back to what I was saying. I have been in church all my life, and it wasn't until I was around, I'd say 20 years old, where I was in a relationship, a long distance relationship with one of my exes, and it was this craziest situation that happened. So the reason why I dated him initially is because he said that he was a Christian as well. And I thought, oh, like, that's great. Like, I'm a Christian. He's a Christian. Like, I want to pursue a God-like relationship. He turned out to be not the best representation of that. And just was not the best person, like, at all. And in the experience in dating him. Long story short, I basically would ask him, hey, what church do you go to? He wasn't really going to church, but he would tell me that he was. It was just a lot of deceit going on with him. And I could never feel settled with him. I always felt like I was dimming something in order to maintain the relationship. And I would tolerate so much because I didn't want to seem like I was too much of this or that. And I did find him to be particularly very self-righteous, where he could do certain things, but he was pointing fingers and questioning what everybody else was doing, being completely blind to himself, which is why even in the Bible, like it says, like you have to consider yourself and the things you do in your life before you're going to go cast and throw stones at other people. You understand? So for whatever reason, I remember going to hang out with him and drive back out by me because we would go to church on Sundays together, to my church. And as we're in the car, he's literally breaking up with me and telling me that his pastor, I guess, said that, because he didn't go to an actual church. It's like they would meet in the back of like a Friendly's for some meeting. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any capacity when I say this, that it was very cult-like in nature, this, however his pastor went about it or whatever, because he didn't call himself a pastor. Like, that's just me trying to simplify it and put a name to it. And it was just very odd, from especially all of the things that I've seen where pastors usually have churches and things like that. So he told me that his pastor said to him that him and I were in different places spiritually and that we're basically not meant to be. And I'm thinking, okay, like you and I live like an hour and 45 minutes away from each other. Why would you be telling me this right at this very moment right now? Like, what am I supposed to do with this information? Long story short, I was right. He was being very deceptive and he ended up now marrying one of the girls that he went, that was like a part of the Bible study group or whatever. And that had a whole list of other issues, which I only know those things because he's the one that told me himself. Anyways, so that situation was so random and like heartbreaking to me that I was crying. I remember crying for the first time, like over a guy, like 3 days I spent crying. And the only thing I knew was I was like, God, you have to help me with this because this is so difficult for me to grapple with. Like, I did not do anything wrong to this person. Why did this happen? And that was the beginning of me forming a relationship with God, where I was finding my own music that made me feel something in order to worship, that I was finding my own like different sermons, things that I chose myself for my walk, as opposed to before, whatever was presented to me, you know, in church and whatever music, like I would just go along with it. But this was the first time I was in pursuit of something that was making me feel something and surrendering myself completely. And I remember one of the songs that I really loved was by Kira Sheard called Free. And that made me feel like so amazing. There's so many people that I love. I can go on and on, but I just remember that song sticking out to me and then discovering Kim Walker Smith and her whole album of like Spirit Breakout. I remember discovering Carrie Job. She's incredible. Like, so many people that I still currently listen to now. And it was really the beginning of something great for me. And I kid you not, after those 3 days, I was genuinely fine. Like, not a tear shed or anything. It did take time to still grapple and understand what happened because I was just pretending to be fine with everything because I didn't want to seem super upset by what happened. And it was just a very unique situation, just to keep the story short. And I was able to fully like get over that. And he has made multiple attempts. I mean, as recent as this year, to involve himself back into my life. And I just always knew that he's not a genuine person. And again, that was proven because I found out that he came up here trying to see me, trying to, mind you, I've had zero, I haven't communicated with him throughout the years, nothing. And one random day he messaged me on Instagram, I believe, and was apologizing for all of the years that he was, I guess, attempting to say sorry to me for how things went, but he was never really being sincere, which is exactly how I felt. So we had a brief conversation. I said, thank you. Finally, I felt like he was being genuine, like 7 years later. And I said, thank you. I appreciate it. He chose to tell himself that that was an opportunity to, I guess, wiggle his way back into my life, in which I wasn't buying. He told me I didn't know how to let go of the past. I knew intuitively that was not the case. Like I said, I was right, because how all of a sudden I see on Instagram that his wife was pregnant with another child that they were having together, which means he was trying to visit me and come up here and do all these things that I've never consented to at all, by the way, while he knew that his wife was pregnant. So that confirmed that right there. So that was the beginning of, you know, my relationship with God getting deeper. So as I'm going through the motions of life and dealing with things, I always kind of felt like, okay, if I, like, the spiritual world and everything seems so intimidating to me, like, I didn't want to deal with what I presumed to be the heaviness of it all. I didn't want to be judged, like, especially when I started my channel, I felt like I didn't want to be judged and maybe announce that I'm this or that, because I didn't want people to point fingers at me or really start to put a microscope on me and say, you're this and you're that. And it's just a, what I thought was a form of protection, in the sense of, if I'm not vocal about this, like my faith essentially, that people can't try and pick apart anything that I do to make it seem like, well, this isn't what a Christian should do, whatever, it, you know, and there was nothing that I was doing at all that I have done that I feel ashamed of, like, oh my gosh, but it was just, okay, this is the internet is what it is, like, I just want to protect myself, and, you know, before getting into anything, I hope that makes sense. So I've never really vocalized it like that, because I also felt like I didn't want people to feel maybe turned off and not really give anything, like, the message that I have, give it a chance or anything. And so I was never, but you notice at the end of my videos, I would always say things like, I love you and God loves you. Like, I was like, okay, well, at least I'm still acknowledging, whatever. Like, I didn't think it was anything that deep. And I always had this, I began to form this perception that as long as I stay surface level, then nothing's really going to happen to me. I mean, I'm not going to experience being so challenged by, you know, like an experience spiritual warfare, things like that. Like, nothing's really going to happen to me as long as I just stay lukewarm, pretty much. And I couldn't have been more wrong, because it absolutely did not prevent me from experiencing, like, hardships, trials, tribulations, things that I thought were so unfair and so random. Certainly it did not stop any of those things at all. And it wasn't until, honestly, this year, because I feel like I've always had glimpses of, you know, even my dad telling me, like, you know, prayer is everything. My mom always would tell me, like, you have to always make sure you're putting God first. And I would hear these things, and I thought that I believed these things. But I'm now realizing the action that's required to have the faith that I do. It has to be activated. It's an action thing. And it wasn't, of course, I had to learn through experience that, okay, this is what is, I know, is meant for me in my life, because it always seems so scary. What if I start out doing so well and, like, being on fire, and then I fall off and all these different things? And those are just simple ploys to get you to not want to bother tapping in and completely surrendering yourself. And how do I know? Well, that's because I literally experienced it, where you feel like, oh, well, when you reach a certain point, then you'll be ready to finally be like, all right, God, like, what do you want me to do? Or is there something I'm missing out on? Like, all the fun, like, all these different things. Like, you just don't want to be held accountable because you do understand to some degree the weight of what comes with having faith and activating that faith. And I feel like I've experienced glimpses throughout my life of, you know, kind of being on fire and then, but not in the way that I am now, but just, you know, leaning into the word more at certain points than not, and being still surface level, consistent. That's the best way I can articulate it. And I remember going through all of the things that I've experienced, like even in starting my channel, and it wasn't until, I kid you not, this year where I realized, wait a second, all of these things that I've ever experienced in my life were, not only were they here to teach me something, but it was especially spiritual warfare. I mean, the biggest of lessons, your whether you think that's your biggest heartbreak or your biggest career shift or anything that is the most biggest mountain that you've had to climb was spiritual warfare. And me understanding that finally and accepting that was so freeing, where I'm like, oh my gosh, I was really trying to fight these, you know, with weapons of literally within my own human ability. And I can't, you can't, none of us can. And I would even hear and read so many books about affirmations and believing in yourself and all these different things. And no matter what, it always just felt very difficult for me to harness that power solely from myself. And it wasn't until, you know, now this entire year where I realized, wow, the only way I was able to find like the power within myself to really stand in my power, all these different things, was only when I really accepted and submitted to the calling on my life and realizing that it came from God, literally. That's the only way that I was able to come about it. So when I look around and I'm thinking, all right, I know for me that this is how I was able to harness my power. How are other people doing it? Because it's easy to say like, oh, you have to believe in yourself, self-love, all these different things. But I still was not able to get there until I started, one, I realized the huge power in praying and fasting and really accepting that, okay, if I'm going to go through things, at least let me be armored up. If I'm going to go through devastation, okay, extreme emotional excavation, let me at least be armored up, because there's just a peace that transcends all understanding. I mean, it's really just if you know, you know sort of thing, where in this peace that you have that only God can provide, I mean, literally, okay, you understand that, okay, this is why I need to tap in, because the type of joy, peace, and security that you get is literally incomparable to anything else that you will experience in your life. And that's why, like, it becomes easier to weather certain storms, right? And this is why when you're in a transformative state and you're on your journey, this is why it's so important when people say like bad company corrupts good morals. There's a reason for that, because we often, when we're not fully submitted and we're not truly conscious to the spirit, right? We think that, oh, everything's just happenstance or whatever. Meanwhile, no, it's all connected. And we think, oh, we can dabble in this and dabble in that, and we just know that who we are and what we're going to do. And that simple thought or decision is how things start sneaking themselves into your life. It's just that little of a decision of, oh, well, you know, all my friends, like, let's say if you like used to go out and drinking and all this stuff like that, all my friends, they drink and they know I'm not drinking now. But then you go out with one of your friends and she's like, oh my God, just have one drink. Like, oh my God, you're not getting drunk. just do it. Like, what's the big deal? And so you know, okay, I'm not going to be wasted from drinking one drink, but you made a vow to yourself that you didn't want to do that. And here you are, not thinking anything of it. And you're doing something that you did not want to do. You're being it, putting yourself in an environment just from a simple decision of maybe one of your friends guilt tripping you and being like, oh my God, it's not that serious. Like, just do this, just do that. When it's like, no, it is serious. It's your salvation. It's your decision. It's what you want to do, so you don't have to do it. And putting yourself in that sort of environment, not even specifically in that context, but any environment that you know isn't conducive to where you are right now, it doesn't make sense, babe. It's only a matter of time before it starts to corrupt what you have going on, because the two worlds don't mix. They just don't. And this is why I understand why we have to be so strict and stern, because now that I look back and I think about how, even as it pertains to dating, if we approach it from a godlike perspective, everything changes, everything shifts, because we're coming from a different standpoint than, you know, say this and do this and this is going to get this reaction out of this person and that person. And I can honestly say, dating from that perspective, right? I'm not demonizing it in any capacity, that now that my lens has changed, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in entertaining anything that I did before in the past. I'm not attracted to it, because I know the collateral damage of, you know, the decisions that I made at one point as I was growing and as I was learning. And now that I know better, I genuinely do better. Because like I said, everything is going to cost you something. What would you like it to cost you? And so we tend to have this mentality of, oh, it's just one this, it's just one that. It's always just one anything before things start to spiral into something else. Oh, your ex is hitting you up that you had a toxic relationship with, and it feels good to you. So you're just like, oh, whatever, I don't like him. And you mean it too. You don't even like him, and you're entertaining it. Then he's like, all right, well, let's go out for dinner. You're thinking, I mean, I don't really have anything to do anyway. Like, what's the big deal? I'm just going to go to dinner. Like, I'm not invested in this, whatever. And you go. Then you realize, okay, like, there's still some sort of attraction there. You're not going to be putting your heart into it, but let's just see what happens. I mean, who cares? Like, you're not really thinking about anything. So you go on the date, and things go really, really well. He seems like he's really changed. Everything that he's saying to you, you've always wanted to hear. And now he's finally saying it. Wow, he's really, I guess he's being very honest and everything. Wow. And you even got an apology out of it. Ooh, geez, this is something else. So you go home. Then you guys are texting for the rest of the week. You're not thinking anything of it. Another week goes by, you guys are still in communication with each other, you start FaceTiming, then he asks you out on another date, you're thinking like, wow, like, you know, maybe this is meant to be for me, because, I mean, I do know him, he has shown me that he has changed from the conversations that him and I have had, especially when we went on that one date. I mean, maybe I should kind of give him another chance. So now, fast forward, a month goes by, and all of a sudden, you notice that one day you guys had a date planned and he canceled last minute. You didn't think anything of it because you went on 2-3 dates before and nothing really came, you know, nothing was suspicious or anything. You're like, oh, whatever, I don't even really care. Like, I didn't even really like you like that anyway. Like, I'm not the one that reached out to you. And then you start to hear from him less. So he cancels the date and you start to hear from him less at the same time. You're like, okay, whatever, I'm not even gonna read too much into it. So now you go on his Instagram. What is he doing? Like, what could be that, like, serious that he's, clearly he's active on here, but he canceled our date. Like, I didn't wanna do too much by asking him what he's doing. Like, I don't want to make it seem like I care, like, you know, like, whatever. And then you notice that you guys don't speak for 3-4 days straight after that cancellation. This familiar feeling to you is arising where you've been here before, but you have nothing solid to or tangible to feel like you can call out or articulate exactly what it is. Now you're spiraling. You're already in. You didn't even realize it. So another week goes by. You're like, I'm not going to hit him up. Like, what am I hitting him up for? Like, he's the one that was interested in me. Like, this is so dumb. Like, this is why I just don't. Like, da-da-da-da. And now that you're in a place where you can either say, you know what? My bad. I should have known that you don't dance with the devil. You don't charm a snake. Because if they don't suffocate you, they will bite you. I'm not going to think that I'm going to win somehow by involving this person back into my life, because now you're feeling like, oh, like, this is why I shouldn't have did this. This is why I don't trust people, da 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 da. When the reality of the situation is, you should just take accountability and say, hey, listen, I knew I shouldn't have been doing this really anyway. I don't know what about me made me curious and made me feel like I had to give this person access back into my life, but whatever. I'm going to just bite the bullet and move on. And that is where many of us find ourselves. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. Yep. Mm-hmm, yeah. That is a danger. That's a danger zone. When you are no longer attracted to the things that you once were, leave it. You're not going to win playing with fire. You're not. You think that, like I said, the ends justify the means. They don't. Just drop it. Don't entertain it. Just let it go. Because whoever had access to you before, great. They shouldn't anymore. And it's very important. Like I said, bad company corrupts good morals. And when you're constantly engaging with things that could trigger old feelings or whatever it is, you're only deceiving yourself. That's what it is. You're only deceiving yourself. You're only sabotaging your own journey by thinking, oh, like, I mindlessly doing things also is a problem. Can we talk about that for a second? Not thinking anything of anything also is a problem, because when you realize that, one, how you do anything is how you do everything, that there's always an underlying reason, whether you're able to actually articulate it or not. Because, yeah, this has happened to me as well, where I'll do something, but I'm not really sure what the reason is. And so I'm just thinking, oh, like, really, there's nothing. I'm not entertaining this person for any particular reason. It's just a mindless thing. But it could even be unrelated, but still connected, in the sense of maybe you're super bored and you're avoiding work, so you're going to go on a date with this person instead. Or maybe you do secretly like that this person is messaging you and it feels good, so you're just trying to see what you can get out of it. And it's just, it's making you feel good. All right. And not being able to identify the why initially, it happens. But we are stepping into a season now where playing with fire is no longer permitted, because, baby, you will just get burned. That's it. That's it. And going through the fire, right? We're talking in a different context now, is absolutely necessary for your growth and evolution as a person. If you are someone like myself where you thought, oh, just like surfacey and like not really getting too deep into anything, you're still going to go through things. You're still going to experience trials and tribulations. You're just not going to know how to handle them, because you're thinking that, oh, this is just, it is what it is sort of thing. No, it's spiritual, okay? It's spiritual warfare. All these big, especially when it comes to themes being in our life, right? There are a lot of the times there are themes that are very pertinent in our lives. And again, it's spiritual, right? Like I was saying in last week's episode, It's not unrelated, okay? And I personally think that, I guess it's a hard pill to swallow, but we have to get to a point where we stop blaming and dissecting other people's lives. Like, let's think about you dating a bunch of guys that happen to be emotionally unavailable. Whatever theme is pertinent in your life, and we keep running into these same themes when we should really be asking ourselves, why do we keep pursuing people that don't meet our needs? They just don't meet it. And this reminds me of something that I saw on YouTube, I believe, where this, I don't know if she's a therapist, but her name is Spirit. And she gave this amazing analogy where she was talking about incompatibility. And she was saying that imagine, you know, the guy is a square and you're a circle. No matter how much you try to expand this yourself, you being the circle, to hit those and fill out those four corners, it's never going to fit. And so we feel burnt out, we feel like there's a deficit going on. Oh, why can't this person just do this and do this? When, as individuals, we have different capabilities, right? Your a 10 level 10 effort to me is different from a level 10 effort to you, right? So no matter what, people that they can feel like I'm giving my all, but to us, their all could be a 6 or 7, right? And it just doesn't work. And we're sitting here dissecting and picking apart and all these different things when it's just like, babe, it's just incompatibility. There is a such thing as that. It's just not going to work. Enough of the blame game, all right? And everything absolutely is connected, because how you do anything is absolutely how you do everything. And so on my journey and gathering and thinking about all the lessons and things that I've learned, I made a vow to myself. I said, you know what? Not only am I going to utilize my platform to continue to be positive and do my best to inspire people through my journey, my faith, I also want you guys to know that it is very important that you have this awareness and that you just take the leap, because we try so many other things. We never really want to give this a go. It's so scary. Which should all the more prove how powerful it really is, right? We all have a testimony. We all have a story that can help someone. And the main theme of mine is lukewarm doesn't cut it. It doesn't cut it. And it feels scary, I know. It feels like really vulnerable. Oh my gosh, how am I going to incorporate this into my life? What are people going to think? All these different things. It doesn't matter. The right people are going to be okay with it. They are. The right people for you are not going to demonize you for doing something great for yourself, for making positive changes. And as long as we have relationship with God, it will always bring us back to the awareness of, and to have compassion and to not demonize people like, I'm not hanging out with you anymore because you're doing this, you're doing that. It doesn't even need to be all of that. It doesn't need to be that. It's just a matter of saying, you know what? What if your friends say, hey, I noticed something different about you. Yeah, like this is what I've been doing. Like, da da da. You don't have to go and get super preachy. You don't have to go and make other people feel like any type of way. Like, it doesn't have to be all of that. And I think that's what people think. And that's what is a fear of them, you know, of theirs. And also, yeah, I guess there's shame too, right? Where it's like, well, we were in the club doing it, popping, locking, and dropping it, and now you're not doing any of those things. And it's like, yeah, people shouldn't have a problem with positive changes in your life. And as long as you're meeting them with love and you have compassion and you stick to your boundaries, it's not going to affect anyone. It's only making you a better you. Do you understand? And so it is important to stand on that and to continue to do the things that are serving your goals and your life, because it will affect everything else. So it's going to affect your dating life because you're not coming from the same place that you once were as it pertains to dating, because you understand that the person that's for you is going to meet you where you're at right now. If you're running in a certain direction, right, you're running towards getting closer to God, all these different things, you're not going to have to slow yourself down so that this guy could catch up with you. No, he's going to meet you there. Okay? Think about that. Think about those things. You don't have to compromise yourself. And the security that comes with having faith, activating your faith, and yielding to your faith as well is inexplicable. That, and it's the only thing that's sustainable. It's the only thing that lasts, because everything else, it just goes with the wind, essentially. You know, you're doing affirmations one day. Again, like, it's not bad to do affirmations because I do believe in affirmations. It's biblical principle. Like, I am is a biblical principle, saying those, using those terms. So that's why the power of the things that you say are very important. Oh, no, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's whatever. And I remember, like, a long time ago, I was having a discussion with one of my guy friends. And he was like, be careful what you say, da-da-da. And I would be so annoyed. Like, oh, my gosh, it's not that serious. Like, whatever. Like, I'm just saying this just to say it. But it does matter, because you're speaking this over yourself. You're speaking this over, your life, other people's lives, whatever it is. So yeah, it does matter. The things that we say, they do matter. And having a pure heart and whatever it is that you've experienced in life, you can overcome them. Trauma, abuse, all these things. This is the actual answer. In addition to, of course, things like therapy and other resources. But I'm just here to only share my story with you. That no matter how broken, devastated, upset, angry, sad, whatever emotion that you've experienced in your life, the only sustainable one that I've learned is my relationship with Christ. And I feel that is the same for a lot of people as well. It's what's sustainable, it's what lasts, and it truly gives you peace that transcends all understanding, to where things that you've experienced where people are like, girl, how did you recover from that? How did you get over this? How did you get over that? God. That's it. That's the answer. So you know what they say, don't knock it till you try it, right? And this will truly elevate your experience. This will elevate your relationship with yourself. This will elevate your relationship with friends. This will also elevate your standards as it pertains to dating, because, oh, that's a whole separate podcast episode where I want to share with you guys the principles that are in the Bible that pertain to how we date today, right? Dating, finding a guy that's a provider for you, biblical principle. It's not just, even aside from the caveman days as well. Like, these are things that make sense. They correspond. And so when we realize things like this, it's like, okay. So this is why I should want better for myself. What is this guy bringing to the table for me to set the table? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, all of these things are connected and they make you a better person. Who does not want to be the best version of themselves? If you are struggling to find that power within yourself, every single person that I look up to that is massively successful always believes in something bigger than themselves. And that's usually God. it's always bigger than them, because we cannot rely on our own strength, our own capabilities in order to overcome many circumstances or certain circumstances, especially because it's all spiritual. And so when you understand this, you're going to be like, all right, now I know why I always stuck out, or now I know what I need to do. Now I know what my standards are. So I don't need to go, you know, bending on this and that, especially when you base it on biblical principle. There really is no bending around certain things and boundaries that you have for yourself. If you're living a certain way, there's no bending on it, because it's just a matter. It's just as simple as, if you don't fit this, that's it. That's it. And what is necessarily the difference between that, having that type of mindset, versus, hey, if you have boundaries and standards for yourself, don't bend on them. But why does it feel easier to bend on having, you know, bend on those boundaries and standards that we have for ourselves when they're not rooted in something bigger than us, a reason bigger than us? You understand what it is that I'm saying? It feels so much easier to bend. Oh, so what? Like, he didn't like pay for the dinner. Like, oh, so what? Like, he said that he was going to do this, but he didn't. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, you know, like, what I have to like date someone. But when you are dating from the perspective of biblical principles and what you expect in a man and in a relationship, you're going to be like, all right, this is not fitting that criteria. It's done. It just gives you such a different perspective and shift, and gives you such a confidence in yourself that I can honestly say, like I said, I was not able to harness that in my own like ability, with my own ability. I was not able to do that. And the way that I feel now and the mindset that I have now, I can confidently say that 1,000%, it feels very different than how I was approaching things before. So in incorporating God more into my life, because he was always there, has been the best gift ever. And being forced and surrendering and saying, okay, listen, just pour into me, because I have nothing else. Like, if you've hit rock bottom, the only way out is not only through, but the only direction you can go is up from there. If you are really at rock bottom, where we get in our own way is we're super stubborn about still wanting to have complete control over how we're going to go about certain things. And that just it's never going to work. You're always going to hit a wall when you experience that. Truly having a relationship and having faith is understanding that you don't necessarily need to know how, but the goal remains the same. You are not in control. God is in control. And the more that you, I guess, try to deny that, the more you're going to be met with adversity and tested. And again, I want to be very clear when I say that it doesn't eliminate things from happening to you. I'm not saying like, oh, if you get saved, all these different things, then you're not going to experience anything. No, that is not what I'm saying at all. It will better equip you, and you will have more insight and understanding as to why you endure certain things. And you can use it to help inspire other people. Okay? And you will have that security in knowing who you are, without being influenced by everyone else and what they're doing, and feeling like you got to keep up with this and that you don't have to. So I hope that this has inspired you to have that faith in your own way. And you can share your stories with me. You can DM me on Instagram. I post on TikTok, like I said. All the information to all my platforms will be in the show notes down below. And I really want this to inspire you guys to really just go for it, because it's absolutely worth it. And, you know, anything worth having is going to come at a little bit more of a cost, right? That's about quality and not quantity. So Do not forget, my lovely angels, I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.